This show is part of One Place, a daily network of focused briefings across the stories people follow most.
Welcome to today's roundup. We have a packed show covering everything from streaming drama and health updates to major television exits and reality star confessions. Let's get right into the headlines.
Zoe Kravitz slams Hulu for using her engagement news.
Bonnie Tyler is in a coma following emergency surgery.
Kris Jenner admits to trying Ozempic before the craze.
Britney Spears enters rehab following a recent DUI arrest.
Kim Raver departs Grey's Anatomy after 11 incredible seasons.
Kevin McKidd directs his own emotional Grey's Anatomy exit.
The Grey's showrunner explains those shocking season finale twists.
Blake Lively's lawyer gives a tone-deaf Met Gala excuse.
First, the Hulu controversy.
Zoe Kravitz is not holding back when it comes to her feelings about Hulu. The actress recently branded the streaming giant as tacky after they attempted to use her personal life to promote a show they canceled years ago. It all started when news broke of her engagement to Harry Styles after an 8-month romance. Hulu saw an opportunity to resurface High Fidelity, the series where Kravitz played record store owner Robin Brooks. They posted a photo of her from the show with a caption referencing Styles' latest album, suggesting her character would have his music on her playlist. Kravitz, who was already vocal about the show's cancellation being a mistake back in 2020, didn't appreciate the move. She took to the comments section to directly tell the streamer that their behavior was tacky, sparking a massive wave of support from fans who agree the move was exploitative.
The backlash from fans has been swift and quite creative. Many pointed out that the character of Robin Brooks, a music snob with very specific tastes, would likely never have Harry Styles on her playlist, making the promotion feel even more out of touch. One Redditor noted how annoying it must be to see a company that pulled the plug on your creative work suddenly try to capitalize on your private milestones for cheap social media engagement. While one person defended Hulu by saying they have a right to benefit from their investment, the general consensus is that the timing was incredibly poor. Hulu has since deleted the post, but the internet never forgets. This incident highlights the tension between talent and streamers, especially when personal lives are treated as marketing tools for content the platforms didn't even value enough to keep on the air for a second season.
Now to Bonnie Tyler.
Legendary singer Bonnie Tyler is currently facing a very serious health crisis in Portugal. The 74-year-old star is reportedly in an induced coma after her condition took a turn for the worse following emergency bowel surgery. She was originally rushed to Faro Hospital late last month with a perforated intestine. While her team initially shared that the surgery went well and she was recuperating, local media reports now indicate that she has been moved to an intensive care unit. The Portuguese daily paper Correio da Manhã reported that she is currently unconscious and relying on a ventilator to breathe. This is a devastating development for fans of the Total Eclipse of the Heart singer, who has been a staple of the music industry for decades. Doctors have admitted they are unable to predict how her condition will evolve in the coming hours, leaving her family and friends in a state of deep concern.
It is particularly heartbreaking because Bonnie had recently spoken about her vitality and her refusal to retire. Earlier this year, she mentioned how fit she felt for her age and compared her drive to that of Tom Jones. She has a home in the Algarve and divides her time between there and the UK, which is why she was being treated in Portugal. Her representative had expressed hope for a swift recovery just a day before this latest setback occurred. Bonnie Tyler is a true icon, known not just for her massive 80s hits, but also for representing the UK in the Eurovision Song Contest back in 2013. The music world is now holding its breath as she fights this battle in the ICU. Her fans across the globe are sending their well wishes, hoping that the strength she has shown throughout her long career will help her pull through this incredibly difficult medical emergency.
Next, Kris Jenner's confession.
Kris Jenner is finally addressing the long-standing rumors regarding her weight loss and her appearance. On a recent episode of the SheMD podcast, the 70-year-old matriarch admitted that she did indeed try Ozempic. However, she clarified that she tried it long before it became the massive Hollywood trend it is today. She mentioned that she and an unnamed person tried it when no one really knew what it was. But the experience wasn't a positive one for her. Kris revealed that the medication made her feel really sick and nauseous, which led her to stop using it and look for other options. This confession comes after years of speculation that began in 2023, when she posted photos from a Tuscan vacation looking significantly slimmer. Fans at the time were quick to point out the physical change, but Kris had remained silent on the matter until this recent podcast appearance.
Beyond the Ozempic talk, Kris also took the time to shut down rumors that her recent $100,000 facelift was slipping. There had been reports that she was furious with the results and was even considering a revision procedure. Chris dismissed these claims, focusing instead on her current health routine, which involves peptide injections and supplements. She claims these give her more energy and help her feel like she has an extra couple of hours in her day. She also emphasized the importance of monitoring her hormone health, noting that she gets blood work done every 3 months to keep everything balanced. It seems Chris is determined to control the narrative around her aging process, moving away from the pharmaceutical weight loss trend and toward a more customized hormonal approach. By being open about her negative experience with Ozempic, she's positioning herself as someone who prioritizes how she feels over just following the latest celebrity health fads.
Moving to Britney Spears.
Britney Spears is once again making headlines for her personal struggles, as reports confirm she has voluntarily entered a rehab facility. This news follows a turbulent period for the pop star, including a DUI arrest in early March near her California home. Britney was booked in the early morning hours and released shortly after, but the incident sparked immediate concern among her supporters. This latest stay in rehab is another chapter in what has been a decades-long journey of extreme highs and lows. From her early days as a child star on Star Search and the Mickey Mouse Club, to her global dominance in the late 90s, Britney has lived her entire life in the spotlight. The public watched her marriage to Kevin Federline, the birth of her sons, and the subsequent breakdown in 2007 that led to her infamous 13-year conservatorship. While the termination of that legal arrangement in 2021 was a massive victory, the road since then has clearly been difficult.
The release of the documentary Framing Britney Spears really changed the public's perception of her situation, leading to the Free Britney movement and her eventual legal freedom. When the conservatorship ended, Britney expressed immense gratitude to her fans, calling it the best day ever. However, the transition to total independence has come with significant challenges. The recent DUI and the decision to seek professional help suggest that she is still navigating the complexities of her mental health and sobriety. Fans are once again rallying behind her, hoping that this voluntary rehab stay provides the support she needs to find stability. It is a reminder that even after winning a major legal battle for autonomy, the personal healing process can be long and non-linear. The pop icon's resilience has been tested time and again, and her latest move to seek help is being seen by many as a brave step toward long-term wellness.
Now, Grey's Anatomy exits.
Grey's Anatomy fans are reeling after the season 22 finale, which saw the departure of Kim Raver as Dr. Teddy Altman. This marks the second time Raver has left the long-running medical drama, having previously exited before returning for an 11-season run. In the finale, titled Bridge Over Troubled Water, Teddy was at the center of the action, leading the hospital's response to a catastrophic bridge collapse. The episode was a high-stakes emotional rollercoaster, as Teddy had to manage the medical crisis while fearing for the life of her ex-husband, Owen Hunt. Ultimately, the chaos brought the two characters back together, leading to a decision to leave Seattle for a new opportunity in Paris. Raver described the finale as quintessential Teddy and Owen, noting that the characters always seem to find their magic when they are working together in the middle of a storm. It was a fittingly dramatic end for a character who has been through so much.
Raver expressed deep gratitude for her time on the show, specifically thanking Shonda Rhimes for creating such a multi-layered character. She compared the experience of being on Grey's to being part of an old-school theater company, where actors are given the chance to grow and evolve together over many years. While it is hard for her to say goodbye again, she seems satisfied with how Teddy's story concluded this time around. The move to Paris represents a fresh start and a recommitment to the love of her life, rather than the tragic endings many characters on this show face. Raver is now looking forward to the next chapter of her career, both as an actor and a director. Her departure leaves a significant void at Grace Sloan Memorial, as Teddy was not only a talented surgeon, but also a character whose messy romantic history kept viewers engaged for over a decade. Fans will certainly miss her presence in the OR.
Next, Kevin McKidd's farewell.
Joining Kim Raver in the exit lounge is Kevin McKidd, who has played Dr. Owen Hunt since season 5. In a unique twist, McKidd actually directed his own farewell episode, which featured his character surviving a near-death experience after his SUV was submerged following the bridge collapse. Owen managed to save himself and a family trapped in another car, proving one last time why he was the hospital's top trauma surgeon. McKidd revealed that for a long time he actually thought Owen should die a heroic death. He felt that sacrificing himself to save others would be a fitting end for a character defined by his military background and savior complex. However, the writers felt that in today's scary world, a more positive narrative was needed. Instead of a tragedy, Owen got a happy ending, choosing to follow Teddy to Paris and start a new chapter. This shift toward hope felt more appropriate for the current cultural moment.
Directing the episode provided McKidd with a sense of catharsis. He noted that having the technical tasks of a director to focus on helped him manage the emotions of leaving a show he has been a part of for 18 seasons. This was his 48th time directing an episode of Grey's, and he viewed it as a final thesis of everything he has learned on the set. He credited the show with teaching him how to direct and allowing him to push his boundaries as both an artist and a leader. While Owen Hunt was often a polarizing character among the fanbase, his impact on the series is undeniable. McKidd's dual role as a lead actor and a frequent director has left a lasting legacy on the production. As he moves on to new projects, he leaves behind a character who finally found peace and a clear direction, a rare feat in the often tumultuous world of Grey's Anatomy.
Now, the showrunner's perspective.
Grey's Anatomy showrunner Meg Marinus has been opening up about the massive changes seen in the season 22 finale. She explained that the decision to have Teddy and Owen leave together was a way to honor their long and complicated history. By having Owen finally choose Teddy and follow her to Paris, the writers wanted to provide a sense of closure that felt earned. But the finale wasn't just about those two exits. It also featured a major milestone for Meredith Grey, who returned to Seattle and proposed to her partner Nick after he was injured in the bridge collapse. This sets the stage for a potential wedding in season 23, keeping the show's central figure at the heart of the drama. Marinese mentioned that the episode was designed to touch on at least four stories in every single scene, creating a fast-paced and emotionally dense experience for the viewers. It was a logistical challenge that required the cast to speak fast and keep the energy high.
The finale also left several other characters in precarious positions. Blue was officially fired, Bailey is contemplating a major career shift, and Link might be struggling with a dependency on painkillers. Marinese highlighted that these developments are meant to keep the ensemble feeling fresh and unpredictable as the show heads into its 23rd season. Navigating these cast exits and character shifts is part of the job, especially amidst the broader upheaval in Hollywood. Marinese expressed how lucky she felt that she didn't have to cut any major scenes, allowing the full emotional weight of the bridge collapse and the subsequent life decisions to play out. The show continues to evolve, proving its ability to reinvent itself even after two decades on the air. While losing veteran actors like McKidd and Raver is a significant change, the introduction of new conflicts for the remaining staff ensures that the drama at Grey Sloan Memorial is far from over. Fans have a lot to process before the next season begins.
Finally, Blake Lively's controversy.
Blake Lively is facing criticism for what many are calling a tone-deaf response to her recent public appearances. Following the settlement of the high-profile It Ends With Us saga, Lively made a splash at the Met Gala. When questioned about the timing and the optics of her appearance amidst the legal and professional drama, her lawyer reportedly gave a reason that has left many scratching their heads. Perez Hilton shared the details, suggesting that the elite are increasingly out of touch with how their actions are perceived by the general public. The It Ends With Us production was famously plagued by rumors of a rift between Lively and her co-star and director Justin Baldoni, making the settlement a major piece of news. To pivot immediately to the glamour of the Met Gala with a dismissive explanation has not sat well with observers who were looking for more transparency, or perhaps a bit more humility given the serious nature of the project's themes.
The controversy highlights a growing divide between A-list celebrities and their audiences' expectations for authenticity. While the Met Gala is a professional obligation for many stars, the way it was handled in the wake of the settlement felt calculated to some and oblivious to others. Lively has often been praised for her fashion sense and her public persona alongside husband Ryan Reynolds, but this particular incident has sparked a debate about whether she is losing touch with her fanbase. Critics argue that the explanation provided by her legal team was a missed opportunity to address the situation with more grace. Instead, it added fuel to the fire of those who believe Hollywood stars live in a bubble far removed from the consequences of their professional disputes. As the dust settles on the film's production drama, this Met Gala moment serves as a reminder of how quickly public sentiment can shift when a star's actions feel disconnected from the reality of their situation.
That's our look at the biggest stories today. Thanks for joining us for this daily briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates on the stories you follow most. See you then.